I have to say, when I first saw this, I thought we must be on April the 1st. I've seen some political stunts in my time, but none quite like this. Because the presumption is, of course, if they say they're going to put it in the 10 Downing Street garden, it's the equivalent of measuring the curtains, something that no politician, no serious politician does in advance of winning an election. And there's only any point in doing something like this if the pledges actually mean something. But when they are as sort of wishy-washy and mealy-mouthed as, number one, a strong economic foundation, well, that's motherhood and apple pie, we all agree with that. Number two, higher living standards for working families, well, all the other parties would agree with that. Number three, an NHS with time to care, as if anyone would disagree with that. Controls on immigration, again, what controls? Number five, a country where the next generation can do better. I mean, these kind of pledges actually undermine a party's election stance, I think. And then to put them on a tablet. We're supposed to take this seriously, I think. I'll plead guilty to this. In the Tory party leadership campaign in 2005, the Conservative Party conference, somebody had the bright idea of having its DD for me, like double D T-shirts, which were worn by, shall we say, amply proportioned young ladies. And somebody suggested this to me and I said, oh, that sounds a good idea. And I gave the OK to it and it got the most terrible headlines. So I'm not going to make myself, I'm not going to pretend I'm a saint on this. But this one, I mean, just it was a bit like, if anybody watches that series W1A, sort of about the internal workings of the BBC, you can imagine that meeting, having this discussion, say, oh, absolutely brilliant, yes, marvellous idea, and no one has the bottle to say no. And I just wonder if that's what happened here, where Ed Miliband's advisors were all in a little room and they all thought this was a brilliant idea, but he should have said no. I mean, surely any politician should have said, no, this is not where I want to be. This is not going to work. Well, clearly not.